Welcome back to another episode of the Right Read Podcast. I'm your co-host, Davon Reed.
And I'm your other co-host, Bob Reed.
And today, we have a special guest from 100.3 R&B. We have...
Ashmack here. Yes, thank you guys for having me. And shout out to you guys for putting together such a beautiful event. Because it's been nothing but community, family, and we always do that, right? You guys set an example
for community. We appreciate it, man. We're so glad to have you be a part of this. First time celebrating the Davon Reed Day, and then first time our podcast hosting it, so it's a first for everything, but we appreciate y'all being out, being the radio sponsor, and we just thank you more than anything.
Well, thank you for having us, but more importantly, how do you guys feel about this? With the podcast and with commemorating Davon Reed Day, what's the word that you are feeling right now? Like, if you could say one more
thing. I'm blessed. Yeah, it's one thing to have something be named after you.
Sure.
It's another to do it in a place where you spend a lot of time.
Yeah.
It's even another layer to do it with your brother, best friend, family members. It's even more of another layer when you get to do it and have so many people show up and show out the way they did. So I'm just grateful. And that's the lesson I can say.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Okay, so what's the next thing that you guys are working on? You had a successful event here, you know. What's next? What else can we help you do?
Miles, you want to go ahead?
I know we've been So being able to interact and interview them and see their mindset outside of what they're going for.
It's like shout out to Fever and shout out to Pacers, because I spent some time in that town too.
Okay.
So that's another home for me. Shout out to 317.
Shout out to the Pacers. I used to play for the Pacers. Shout out to that town for sure.
Yeah.
But for me, man, it's honestly been, we're 10 episodes into our podcast.
Sure.
I don't know if you're very familiar with the Right Read, but 10 episodes in, we do interviews, we talk about music review, we talk about fashion. So we've had episodes in those different fields over our last 10 episodes. The most recent episode that aired was with Sophie Cunningham, one of the stars of the Indiana Fever. We interviewed her live during All-Star Weekend, which was actually in that town as well. So that was awesome. But like Miles said, we've had a busy summer in Vegas. Just running around trying to grow, trying to learn, and trying to just build our brand and expose our brand as much as possible. So.
Sure. But you know what? You guys probably have learned so much that a lot of regular people or common, I'll say, civilians want to know. So when it comes to running a business or running a podcast, what's one tad bit of advice you could give to anyone to be successful? You like how I kind of like turn this around on y'all?
Hey, we love it.
It's just something that we but for me, I'm just going to say stay committed. Stay focused, stay committed. You can definitely tell, like for me personally, I can definitely see the growth that we have from episode 1 to episode 10.
Sure.
And upscale. It's just been a positive. Yeah, like some food stores, you know, like I'm saying, like working with people and other stuff, malfunctioning and
Yeah, I would say to build off of Miles is just be okay with learning along the way. And you see the two things that can happen, just like life. You can let it break you or you can learn from it, you know. And like you said, a lot of stuff behind the scenes that we haven't showed our audience, we've had to learn along the way. And we've had to either pivot we've had to either build from it or we've had to find a different way. So that's pretty much what we've been learning, and that would be my bit of advice, is just don't try to go too fast too soon. JC Lopez told us that on our interview with him at SneakerCon, some of the struggles with him building a very successful brand, but then trying to scale too fast to the point where he had to take on help, and then not being the help that was best for him in the long term. It was an immediate fix, but it wasn't a long term fix. So for us, I'm glad that we've kind of started very small and steadily built out. And we've had to learn along the way. We've had to fix things in real time. We've had to fix things post credits. We had to fix things for the next episode. So yeah, just being flexible.
Thanks.
Flexible and learning. Gotta learn, gotta do the research. You gotta learn from experience, but some things you can learn from actually doing research.
So you got the power of the pivot, you got research, and one more thing that you said?
Staying
committed. Yes, staying committed.
I said not being afraid to learn as you go.
Absolutely.
And it's lessons in everything. Yeah. You just gotta use it as a lesson or it's gonna break you. Yeah. Simply put.
Yeah. Nice.
Mac, since you're a guest on our show,
yeah,
we gotta start this off by doing what we always do on the Right Read podcast.
Yeah.
Fit check.
Okay.
So just talk about what you got on today.
Oh, nothing fancy. We're handling business today. So I got a 100.3 shirt on. Shout out to Emotional Therapy. Made these shirts for us for R&B Fest. And most importantly, I got on my LeBron 8s on today. Okay. That's the most important part. I'm a retired sneakerhead, okay? I'm very retired, and I used to work at Foot Locker and everything.
Okay.
But these are one of my favorite colorways for LeBron 8s, as well as the South Beaches. Okay. So I kept those two. And I said a nice little pop of color would, you know, okay, send out
so
today.
You know your sneakers.
Yes.
You too. Those are hard, too.
Thank you. This was a kids-only release. This is grade school only.
They always give the best things to the kids and the women.
Yeah, yeah.
As far as the sneakers go.
All of it's expensive now, though. Like, all of it's expensive.
These is women's sneakers, the mushrooms.
Yeah, fire. Yeah. But even if I were to get these 97s, fire. But it's like, what, 160 in kids now? 160. That's what I'm saying. Like, what are we doing? Grade school? I wear 4. Why am I paying 160 to 180?
Right, all right.
Price went up.
Price went up. Always
went up. But how about you talk about what you got on today?
I got on, since I said it, I already have Mushroom 4s, Jordan 4s, no cosign sweat shorts, and a Tony Montana Scarface graphic tee. How about you, Dylan?
Fuck it.
Oh, just Columbus. I got this from Columbus. If you're not familiar with Columbus Market, everything you need.
Everything you need. I'm doing a little social service today, so shout out to JC. This is his new brand, so we're super excited about that. No Cosign shorts as well. Shout out to my boy Cam McGriff, doing big things over at No Cosign. Something light on the feet, silver bullet, Air Max 97s. Got to keep it classic sometimes. So,
facts.
You know.
So you access all the questions. What's it like being on music, radio?
So I enjoy it. Like, I pursued music, and music found me from leaving Jersey to going to North State on a music scholarship. Shout out to Spartan Legion, we have our 50th year anniversary for the band. From there, just having multiple internships from high school throughout college, starting at Universal Republic to going back in college to saying, oh, I still have two hands on, to going to radio, trying it out. And I mean, it got me somewhere. Like, I'm back at home now. We're in the Tri-State area. We're in a top market. And most importantly, I'm a part of less than 6% of women, specifically Black women, that are role models.
Shout out to you.
I appreciate it. So I always like to tell people I do coding for music. I think that's the easiest way to explain it. Okay. It's one of jobs you don't really know about it until you're in it, but you know all the elements of it. So if you listen to radio, if you listen to Apple Music, if you listen to Spotify, there's someone behind the scenes that's curating those places or making sure you have the listening engagement and the word that you hear songs in. So that's where I come in, along with managing our teams, being involved in community engagements, and then also like going to host events too. So, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, since we're doing this episode with you and for you, we're going to let you curate the playlist for this episode, because on every episode we do a playlist. So this episode's playlist will be Ask Max Mariano.
Oh, okay.
So
I like that.
Pressure on, but okay, I know that too. Okay. You do this for a living, so
we'll see if you got a similar taste of music.
We'll see. We'll switch it up some, because we do 100.3, we do R&B, which is great because it's 90s, early 2000s, and current R&B music. But I know y'all like R&B music. We're gonna switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
Whatever.
I love it. Yeah.
This is my question. You asked me on the phone interview the other day who some of my favorite artists are. So yeah. I'm gonna ask you, who are your top five active artists right now?
Top five active. So not all time, just active.
Like, yeah, active. Who's in your spins right now? Your favorite. Don't even got to be right now.
Okay, no specific order. Bryson Tiller.
Okay.
Doja Cat.
Okay.
What was I listening to? Oh, I was listening to The Stylistics.
Not familiar.
Motown.
Oh, okay.
Motown. I was listening to Stylistics. I was listening to a Motown playlist.
Okay.
What else? Doja. I said Doja. Doja.
She's hard. She's hard.
And I feel like I was listening to an R&B artist mostly recently. Oh, Jadon. One of my favorites.
Okay.
Jadon is a new artist signed by my friends L.A. Reid and Larry Jackson from Gamma.
Okay.
That is Usher's label, right?
Okay.
And we had a really great conversation in Atlanta a few weeks ago about the fact that this generation doesn't have a young artist for like 16, 17-year-olds. Like the Chris Browns when we were coming up,
right?
There's a lane wide open for that. He has some phenomenal music. You're going to really enjoy Jadon. So listen to Jadon. Yes, please listen. Matter of fact, I'm putting him on the playlist.
Okay.
I'm putting him on the playlist.
Y'all heard it.
If you enjoyed this episode of the Right Read Podcast, like, share, subscribe to our YouTube at The Right Read. Follow us on Instagram, X, and TikTok at The Right Read.
We appreciate you, Ash Mack, for coming out and supporting both Davon Reed Day. We also appreciate you for coming and sitting down with us on the Right Read Podcast as we hosted today's event. And we appreciate the knowledge that we got from you and just everything.
Yeah, we just got to kick it. Most importantly, I always like to tell people, like, I don't do interviews, I do conversations. That's what I told you the other day. You know, like, I don't do that. So.
And they feel more genuine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you see, you didn't have no notes or no nothing to look off of. You're saying with us. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that's more genuine, more down to earth, which is always a great thing.
Facts. Now you guys got to come to the station.
For sure.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
If you're inviting us, then we'll be.
Oh, yeah. You guys got an open invitation. There you
we
go.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Next time we're in town, we'll be doing that.
Okay,
sounds good. We'll be doing this on your side.
There we go. Yeah. I like that. Okay.
Well, as always, we appreciate everybody for tuning in. It's been another episode of the Right Read Podcast. I'm your co-host, Davon Reed.
And I'm your other co-host, Miles Reed.
And one more time for Ash Mack.
Thank you guys for having me.